they're on the board of the business. That seems like a solution.
Okay. We're starting. Okay, Gomorrah. Okay, so on Mem Daldam Bey's Gomorrah, my Iker Bain Rebbe Yossi. What is the difference between Rebbe Yossi? Rebbe Yossi is the one that said, because if she's an Almona Lekohen Gadol, yeah, the Rebbe Yossi Glili said that a person's scared of Veiras in his hand, because both of them seem to be doing a Veiras over here, and that will get them off going to the war. So, answer the Gomorrah, Iker Bain Ayahu, there is a difference between them, a Veira de Rabbanon. What happens if he doesn't obey the Rabbanon? He didn't transgress the Torah, but he transgressed the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi Gli was even in the Rabbanon, because, right, so what Gil's saying, right, how do you know which is which? Because if you look at Rabbi Yossi, he actually mentioned the Averas, which were derisive Averas. Rabbi Yossi Glili only didn't mention, you said if you're scared of Averas. So similarly, that's well done, Gil. Now, Kaman Azlaha, who goes the following Bryce? Who does he go according to? I.e., does he go according to Rabbi Yossi, or does he go according to Rabbi Yossi Glili? So, right, the Tanya. Sach means, right, Sichus Chulin, Sach, he spoke. Bein Tefillah, the Tefillah, between one Tefillah and another Tefillah, this is talking about Tefillin, right? Right, we wear Tefillin, because we wear two, but one is called a Tefillah, right? So let's look at Rashi over here on this, because it's interesting. So this Rashi sounds like a Sephardi over here. Okay. Where is this Rashi?
On the right side.
Yes, on the right side. Oh, Sach, thank you, Lev. Sach, you right. Sach bein tefillah l'tefillah, right? Bein hanochas tefillin shel yad l'tefillin shel rosh. So he said the hanochas tefillin. Right, l'haniach tefillin. If you want to look at the side over here, I don't want to do that now, but if the Tosfos Shant over here explains it very nicely. Basically, Rashi sounds like he's a Sephardi, yeah. And then they bring the Pesach according to the what we do, the Ashkenazi, what the Ashkenazim do. Okay, so we said over here, so what's Averi Hibiado? Let's look at Rashi over here. In the Gemara it said Averi Hibiado. Im lo chaza ubirech. If he did not go and say another bracha, right? To hachri amrim b'menachos. Does Levi say menachos? Sach. If a person's sach, then he's mevorech shtayim. He says two brachas. Only if he spoke, he would say two brachas. Yeah. Lo sach mevorech chas. But if he didn't speak, he'd just say lahaniach, and then the lahaniach would go on the shel rosh. But if he speaks, then he would have to do an al mitzvah on the rosh. So back to the Gemara, Avera Hibiado is an Avera for him. B'choizo Leo, he goes back from it, from Yochim Milchoma, from the army. End of rise. So is it command? Who is this like? This is quite clearly Rebbe Yossi Glili. This is like Rebbe Yossi Glili. I forgot to get a chance, but you know, sometimes maybe it even says in Shulchan Aruch that it says that somebody who, or maybe it's in Shari, it comes up that somebody spoke between Yishtabach and maybe Berchus Krishma, that's what he's referring to. That maybe that's Yerushalmi or something. I didn't get a chance to look it up this time, but another. But is it Avera de Rabbanon? Okay, so man Tana Lahai Laha de Tana Rabbanon. Who taught this? The following Brisa, Shma Kol Koranos. So this is a new point, right? Who taught the following Brisa? He heard Shma Kol Koranos. He heard the sound of horns. Vihirtia means he recoiled, right? He got shocked back, kind of thing. Or alternatively, hagafas trisim, the clinking, clanging, the shields together. We had this mentioned earlier. Yeah, vihirtia, and he also recoiled, got scared. Tichtuch charavos was the grinding together of the swords. Right, and then what was his response? Umayim shoysin, and water, meaning urine, is shoysin, is dribbling down lo al berchov on his knees. Yeah. No, this way I didn't have to go. Right, it's he goes back. Yeah, right, it depends. If his pants are wet, then you don't hear his kneecaps. If his pants are dry, then you do hear his kneecaps. That's the gauge, yeah. End of Bryce. So come on, who's this like? Oh, right, basically, so what does it sound like? It sounds like he's just physically scared of the war. So that sounds Lema Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that's Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva said that Varach, right, Yore Varach Levov, that was somebody who's Kamash Ma'oi, right, he's scared of the war. he below Rabbi Yossi Glili, and it's not Rabbi Yossi Glili because Rabbi Yossi Glili said he was scared of the virus. Yeah, and answer the Gemara, no, because we always want to say that basically a brisa or something is going according to everybody. We don't like to say this is going according to just him. We'd like to be universal and say that everyone would agree. Rabbi Yossi Glili Moida. Rabbi Yossi Glili, we could say, would also agree here that this person would go home. Why? Mishum, because another pasuk it says, "Velo yemas," that he should not melt es levav, the hearts of his echov, of his brothers, kulvavo, like his heart. Meaning, if you see the guy next to you is peeing in his pants and basically losing it, sorry, don't know, for his sensitivity. Yes, English people like this kind of talking about these things. In the north, they do. North. So, it's gonna create mass hysteria. It's hysteria, right? So you've got this guy got to get rid of him. So even Rabbi Yossi Glili, true, he would say we go home, but it's coming from this posuk.
Yeah, okay. On his way out, he gets smashed by the people at the back
of
the club.
It's
not been a good day for us.
Okay. So when the Shoytrim finished speaking, Mechulei. Now, so the top line of the Mishnah, let's look at the top of the page, it says, Shetchilas Nisan Nefila. The beginning of fleeing is falling. So, Ha Mipnei Shetchilas Nisan Nefila. It doesn't sound right. It really should say Mipnei. Shetachilas Nefila, the beginning of defeat, is fleeing. Right? Which goes, what causes, right? The fleeing causes defeat. Right? Not the defeat causes fleeing. Right? So Miboyele. So that's what it should have said. Miboyele, it should have been said. Yeah, also, right? So Amos, so we're actually going to change the Mishnah. What the Mishnah really should be read as thusly. Mipnei shetchilas nefila, the beginning of the defeat, is the nisa, is the fleeing. So we're just switching it around, right? It sounds better if you think about it. I didn't have such a problem with it. Shetchilas nisa, that's the old one, nefila. The beginning of the fleeing is defeat. I should know, the beginning of defeat is the fleeing. Okay. When do we say this, right? Okay, now here, who gets out of the army? So, Amari Yechidim. So now, so this is what I mentioned to you in the Chazara. Yeah. Rishus the Rabbanon. When the Rabbanon says Rishus, which was qualifying our Mishnah, meaning in this case, you would go home. Zuhi mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. That's this Rabbi Yehuda. He calls it a mitzvah, okay? But they're not arguing, right? And also, mitzvah de rabbanon is, this is basically, they say that in the case of a mitzvah, you can't get off, yeah? Zuhi choyver de Rabbi Yehuda. That is the choyver of Rabbi Yehuda. It's different. It's just how do you, the terminology over here, right? So, in our Mishnah, there's no difference between them. But it could lead to a difference. Amar Rava Milchamas. Right. So now we're doing the extremes now. Milchamas Yeshua. If it's the war of Yeshua, Lichvoish, right, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Divriya Kol Choiva. Meaning there's no questions asked. Yeah, everybody had to be involved. Yeah, Milchamas based on the other extreme. Milchamas based David, right? Leravacha means to make more space, right? Meaning we're trying to extend the borders of Eretz Yisrael, which is dependent upon the sin of the king and the Sanhedrin or whatever. But it's not like you don't have to do it. Yeah, divrei kol rishus, that will be rishus. So that these halachas would apply. So basically, all the halachas that we said over here, everyone would agree that that it's talking about. This rishus. Now, keep legi, when they argue it, right, in the terminology, is what about this, what someone mentioned yesterday, what about lemute over the kachovim, in order to minimize, terminate the idol worshippers, to lo laisi alaihu, they should not come upon us. So let's say we had a neighboring country. Yeah, the people were potentially could attack us at any point. Yeah, Now, how would we determine that, right? So, comes along the Gemara, right? So, how? What's your terminology, basically? Because, right, Mar Kori La Mitzvah, right? Rebbe Yehuda calls it a mitzvah. Okay, so that's in the first category. And Mar Kori Rishus, and the Rabbanon call it a Rishus. I don't know if it's not the right way around, actually.
Yeah,
Rabbi
Yehuda's always
one. Yeah. Okay, so now what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, what comes out of this halachically? Oisik b'mitzvah shepotam in a mitzvah. That means, how do you, what's your terminology for this, right? You're going now to stop goyim. It's a tactical maneuver. These evil people, you want to stop them from potentially conquering us. So we go and preemptive strike, right? So is that, how do we determine, what's the terminology? Do we call that a mitzvah or do we call it rishus? If you call it a mitzvah, then we have a halachic principle of a oisik b'mitzvah shepotam in a mitzvah. So that means if you had another mitzvah to do, you like wouldn't
Torah.
Right? Learn Torah, yeah, or whatever you would, yeah, you would potter. You'd be potter from it.
Potter for what?
The mitzvah.
For the war.
No, it means if you're involved, no, the other way around. If you're doing the war, you would, you wouldn't have to, you don't have to take pause and do a mitzvah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're involved in the war. And now, so we say it's Kriyish, Higiyas Man Kriyishma. You say, oh, well, but let's say it wasn't Pekuach Nefesh. It wasn't Pekuach Nefesh. Yeah. It was, you just on the, just lining up or whatever.
Just going to war, not your at war.
No.
When you return.
But then what's the difference from Shus? For Shus also you don't have to go. You're doing a mitzvah, for sure,
No, we're just, no, that's it.
Where are you?
This is confusing. No. This Gemara is a little bit confusing. Yeah, just wait. Let me just reiterate this. There is no machlokas in the Mishnah. Right? We just see from the terminology that they use, how they relate to this kind of war, which everyone agrees. Everyone agrees this war, is that you could go home.
I mean, why are you presuming that the presumption is you're at war?
Yeah, can't be the
other way around. No, but it would also mean, or you're just about to go. It could be that if you're about to go to war, you're also considered a mitzvah.
If this was a mitzvah, then you'd be part of
the that's what we're saying. We're just saying that
the
Hadron Allah, Mashiach Milchama, Mazel Tov, Shkoyach.